We've had this man on in the past, and we're going to have him on in the future. It's Larry Herbison, the Max Tournament chairman. Larry, I wish it was better news. I think people expect it, but just, you know, you had the release there yesterday that we're not going to have our holiday tradition in Calgary. It's completely understandable, but it still must sting. It sure stings us here at the station that the 2020-21 Max Tournament is postponed and canceled.
Yeah, it was a really tough decision to make, and you know, we thought long and hard about it, and we had, you know, a bunch of meetings, and but you know, we with all of the initial thoughts were keeping people safe, and you know, all of the volunteers and arena management and participants and parents, and we just thought it was a responsible and safe thing to do at this point in time with what's happening with the COVID, to have to make that hard decision and cancel it.
And imagine you thought about it as much as you could and said, what if we did this? What if we did that? But what's been happening, you know, here in 2020 is that stuff just gets so hard to do, because you want to be safe. You have to be safe in this situation, Larry. So it is the right decision. Was it a case where you kind of go, well, what about this? What about that? And it just became too much.
Well, we did think about another, you know, a couple other options, you know, because the ideal thing would have been to try to have some form of a tournament and, you know, and have hockey. But, you know, it's so difficult with not being able to have the international teams come because of the borders being closed and the, you know, quarantining that would have had to happen if they did come, were able to make it. And so that was kind of impossible to have. And then with the other provinces as well, the way the Alberta is right now, you know, would have been tough to have them here. And so to have any other kind of tournament, it just wasn't the Max tournament. If we, you know, kind of made it a lot smaller and tried to do a local thing, those teams play each other so much, and that's not really the mandate of the tournament. So it just was really tough to try to put something else on with everything going on and not being able to have that international flair to the tournament.
Larry Herbison is our guest. He's the Max tournament chairman. They announced that this holiday season, we will not have the Max tournament in Calgary due to COVID-19 and what's been going on all throughout the world. But I guess, Larry, let's kind of be half full. Let's make the glass half full. Your chance to kind of regroup and rethink and maybe, you know, make things a little bit better. Is that maybe a silver lining to all this?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, that's, if you can take a positive out of this, which is hard to find, but you know, if you can spin a positive on it, we're not going to sit back and just let this year go by. It's a perfect chance for us to, you know, get together. We're continuing having meetings starting next month and right straight through until next year to try to tweak the tournament, make it bigger, make it better, you know, fix all the little things we need to have. And our plan is to be back bigger and stronger than ever next year.
And there's lots, really, when you think about it. This tournament is world famous. There, you know, you look at your alumni list, and I'll encourage our listeners to do that. When you see names like Wendell Clark, Sidney Crosby, Jerome Iginla, all played in this tournament, and tons more, that legacy is something else. And I guess that's obviously very important to you folks to make sure that continues, be it next year.
Well, for sure. I mean, that's a big part. And, you know, not only for those players having the opportunity to go on and make it to the NHL, which, you know, is always great when we have alumni to do that, but for the other players that, you know, have that opportunity to be seen by scouts, to be able to play this level of hockey against European teams and against the teams in the United States and have that experience and, you know, play, hopefully make it to the final, you know, that's your big goal, and play in the Saddle Dome. And for a lot of players, you know, that'll be the highlight of their career. So, you know, that's what it's all about for us on the board, is the players and the look on their face and giving them that experience and just making things the best we can make it.
Tournament has been around in Calgary since 1978. Larry, you've been a part of it for a while. Is there one or two games or one or two players or events or something that happened that just sticks in your mind as being very, very special? I imagine, you know, there's been so many great games and great players, but are there one or two things you can share with the audience that just really, really, when you think about it, wow, that was amazing?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been, I've been involved for the tournament for almost 30 years, and there's been so many memories that, you know, I've had over the years, but I guess, you know, one of the ones that really sticks in my mind that, you know, was a big international event was when Mr. Nedved decided to defect, you know, right, during the tournament. And, you know, that was just unheard of at that time. And you know, it was an international incident. And so, I mean, the tournament's had everything from players going to NHL to international affairs to, you know, you name it. So those kind of events just kind of stick in your mind.
So as we get ready and take a pause for a year and then figure out what happens for, you know, next, you know, December, what can you tell, you know, the fans, the volunteers, and all the people that put on this amazing tournament? I mean, we want you to hang in there, but what can the kind of volunteer do? Just say, hey, I'm with you next year, or what would you say to those folks, Larry?
Well, you know, we've got such a great contingent of people here in Calgary. I mean, we're so lucky. The tournament's volunteer based. You know, we have over $2,000 or 2,000 volunteers every year. You know, so to everybody, all I can say is sponsors as well. I mean, we have just great sponsorship and follow. You know, been with us for year after year. So to everybody, hang in there. We're going to be back next year, bigger and stronger. We sure hope that you'll stick with us and. You know, we'll do everything we can to make up for this year, next year, and see what we can't come up with. But hang in there, guys. We really appreciate the support, and we'll be back, and hopefully you'll be back with us.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you, Sportsnet 960 is with you all the way. You guys need anything from us, you give us a call. We will get the word out for sure. Thanks so much. You know, tough news, Larry, but understandable, and we will we'll regroup, and we'll have a bigger and better Max tournament in, you know, 13, 14 months. We'll get ready for it again, okay?
You betcha. We'll be back bigger and stronger, and you can count on some things going to be taking place. You know, we'll get some new things in place, and we'll be here for sure.
Okay. Thanks for taking the time out on Hockey Central, Larry. Thanks so much.
Thanks. I appreciate it.